The Person of Christ in the Gospel and the Quran.
Christ in Islam.
Christ is mentioned in many verses in the Quran, and to these verses Muslim thinking reverts whenever the person of Christ comes under discussion.
Most of the time, Muslim theologians resorted to the Christian text in their interpretation of these verses, and whoever considers their writings notes that they accepted from this text that which they considered agreed with Muslim thought, but always refused any attempt to find agreement between the Gospel and the Quran, due to the differences between the total beliefs and traditional stories set forth in the two books. In their endeavor to hold to the validity of the Quran, they allege the alteration or corruption of the Gospel whenever its text contradicts the Quran.
In this discussion, I shall try to show Quranic thought in its gradual development when it opposes the Christian doctrines. It is possible for me to begin with the statement that anyone who investigates the text of the Quran will notice that the first Quranic verses from the Meccan period were very sympathetic to Christianity and were favorably disposed to Christ and his followers, to clergymen and monks. By the end of Muhammad's period in Medina, the verses had become harsh, being hostile to Christians and entirely rejecting the deity of Christ. No doubt the reason was purely doctrinal, because Muhammad saw in the dogma of the Trinity that which conflicts with the unity of God, which Islam proclaims and on which its message is based. In repudiating any toleration of this subject, there are a number of verses in the Quran which criticize severely the doctrine of the Trinity and which accuse the Christians of polytheism, of associating partners with God, and the exaggeration in their religion.
Maybe Muhammad was disturbed by the idea of the Trinity held by some heretical Christian sects which were scattered throughout the Arabian Peninsula, whose Trinity consisted of God and his partner Mary and her son Isa, even though no true Christian has ever stated such an idea. The Muslims have made from it a great issue, which they have never abandoned, in spite of all the explanations given by Christians on every possible occasion.
There is also another deep-seated problem, the reason for which is a verse in the Quran which says, "Remember Isa, son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, lo, I am the emissary apostle of Allah unto you, confirming that which is in my hands from the Torah, and proclaiming good tidings of an emissary who cometh after me, whose name is Ahmad, the most praised one. Yet when he came to them with proofs, they said, This is pure magic. Surat Asaf, the ranks, verse 6.
In a conversation in which Abu Ja'far al-Tabari, quoting from Muawiyah bin Saliyah and Sa'id bin Su'ed and al-Ahla bin Hilal al-Salami and Ahbad bin Sariyah, said,
I heard the emissary of Allah say, With God I am foreordained to be the seal of the prophets. Really, Adam is mixed with the earth. I will inform you first that my father Abraham prayed, and Isa also proclaimed about me, and there was the vision which my mother saw. Likewise, the mothers of the prophets saw that when my mother bore me, a great light issued from her, enough to light the palaces of Damascus.
Muslims take this statement literally, and the Gospel is devoid of any indication of a prophecy concerning Muhammad, or any statement that Christ spoke of him. They say the Injil is corrupted.
There is a third difficulty, the reason for it being the belief of Christians in the gospel account of the sufferings of Christ and his crucifixion as a basic truth of their religion. The Quran denies the crucifixion, seeing as it says the following about the Jews, because of their saying, "We slew the Messiah, Isa, the son of Mary, they slew him not, nor crucified him, but it appeared to them as if it was so. And lo, those who disagree concerning him are themselves in doubt about him. They have no knowledge of him, other than the following of an opinion. They definitely did not slay him, but Allah took him up unto himself. Allah was ever mighty, wise." Surat An-Nisa. Women, verse 157.
There is a fourth difficulty, the reason for which is the belief of Christians that Christ is the Son of God. The Quran has condemned this belief in a series of verses, which we shall mention in their appropriate places, along with the interpretations and comments of scholars.